Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. It's Thursday, 4 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, Israeli and U.S. military forces are hardening defenses and warning troops to brace for possible retaliation from Iran over Monday's airstrikes on the regime's consulate in Syria that killed several senior Iranian commanders who were responsible for providing guidance, support, and weapons to their proxy, Hezbollah. Also, as Iran hurls threats of revenge at Israel and the U.S., the Islamic regime is facing their own internal threats from Sunni Muslim militants who recently launched a deadly attack on Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Israel and the U.S. are placing their troops on alert and making preparations for a possible escalation in violence with Iran as the regime vowed to retaliate after their consulate in Syria was hit in a suspected Israeli airstrike on Monday, killing two Iranian generals and several military advisors. The Israeli military moved to indefinitely halt leave for all combat units on Thursday in anticipation of an Iranian response and drafted reservists to boost their aerial defenses. Israel also began disrupting GPS services in Tel Aviv and other cities on Thursday in an effort to protect residents from possible guided missile attacks. There's growing concern that Iran may choose Friday to mount a retaliation, as it would mark the final Friday in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Critically, it is also Iranian Quds Day, or Jerusalem Day, which is used to voice support for Palestinians in opposition to Israel and political Zionism. Amos Yadlin, a former Israeli intelligence chief, told Reuters, quote, "I will not be surprised if Iran will act tomorrow," meaning Friday, "and then, depending on the consequences of the attack, it may escalate," end quote. The fallout from Monday's strike has been swift, with Iranian leaders promising revenge against Israel on Tuesday, while also saying they hold the U.S. directly responsible. The strike leveled part of the regime's consulate in Damascus, a significant development given that diplomatic targets are usually avoided, even between warring parties. While Israel has not publicly commented on the strike, a senior Israeli government official told Reuters that those targeted had been behind attacks on Israel and America and were planning further attacks. Regional observers have warned that the strike could bring Israel and Iran into direct conflict. Despite the heightened risk for escalation, officials suspect that for now, any Iranian response will likely be carried out through their network of proxies, such as Hezbollah in Lebanon or the Houthis in Yemen. With that in mind, U.S. military leaders warned troops in the Middle East on Thursday that they may be targeted once again by Iran and its proxies. The U.S. communicated to Iranian leaders on Monday that the U.S. had no knowledge of Israel's planned operation. However, the Iranian regime still claims that the U.S. is equally to blame. Lieutenant General Alexis Grinkwich, a top commander with the U.S. Air Force, told Fox News, quote, "I'm concerned because of the Iranian rhetoric talking about the U.S., that there could be a risk to our forces," end quote. U.S. troops in the Middle East have come under attack more than 150 times by Iranian-backed militants in the wake of the 7 October Hamas attacks. The attacks have slowed significantly since three American service members were killed in a militant drone strike in Jordan in January, prompting retaliatory actions from the U.S. in Iraq and Syria. Coming up after the break, as Iran ramps up their threats against Israel and the U.S., it's facing its own internal strife as Sunni Muslim militants carry out attacks targeting IRGC forces. I'll be right back.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now, you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. Israel isn't the only concern for Iran when it comes to attacks on their Revolutionary Guard Corps. According to reports from Iranian state media, Sunni militants launched a pair of simultaneous attacks on Iranian security forces in the province of Sistan-Baluchistan on Thursday, killing at least 27 people. Now, Sistan-Baluchistan sits on Iran's southeastern border with Pakistan, and it's been causing them trouble for quite some time. While Iran is a Shiite majority country, Sistan-Baluchistan is a majority Sunni province and home to a number of active Islamist organizations. The region is notorious for ongoing conflicts involving security forces, Sunni militants, and drug traffickers. According to reports, the attackers were attempting to seize IRGC headquarters in two towns. According to Iran's deputy interior minister, the militants did not achieve their objective and eventually retreated. He went on to call the attacks, quote, an act of terrorism. And he said that without any sense of irony. In addition to the fatalities, at least 10 security officers were reportedly injured. Iran has blamed the attack on a group called Jaish al-Adl, or Army of Justice. The group, which draws its membership largely from the ethnic Baluchi minority, claims to fight for greater rights and better living conditions for Baluchis in the Shiite-dominated country, and has been responsible for numerous attacks against Iranian security forces. Jaish al-Adl has carried out dozens of operations over the years against Iranian military forces, particularly the IRGC, including cross-border attacks and abductions of border guards and security personnel, as well as bombings targeting civilians. The group appears to be upping the ante over the past several months, executing a number of attacks on IRGC bases and vehicles this past December and January. A retaliatory action by Iran in January included missile strikes on two Jaish al-Adl bases in Pakistan, leading to a counterstrike from Islamabad. The tit-for-tat has led to a souring of relations recently between Iran and Pakistan. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Thursday, 4 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.